I was in the care system from the age of 7 up until 18. I had good foster parents who encouraged me to do well in school and go on to higher education. So I went on to study travel and tourism because I was passionate to do to travel, and I really didn't have a clue or guidance in what I really wanted to do in life up until I was 19, when I went online. I started researching careers. I came across physiotherapy, and for me, I just read up what it entails to become a physiotherapist, and then from there then I just took all the steps. I went to do the Access course. I went to TCOR College, which is in Swansea. Of the evenings, I had to research GCSEs because I didn't do so well in school. Unfortunately, I didn't really pay much attention in school, so I had to retake my maths. It took me about 5 attempts. So I was attending 2 colleges, and also I had to work part-time as well, which was really difficult. I didn't have any days off because of working part-time. I was as a waitress. So I think, yeah, it was quite a struggle for myself back in those days. I'm 28 now, so this was 10 years ago. And yeah, I think that this scheme would be amazing. Like, for somebody like myself, I would have benefited so much from receiving just that income. So it would have meant that I could just focus solely on my education, rather than trying to scrape some money together to pay my bills and support myself and my sister financially at the time. Because my grandmother passed away. We both were living in the property. My sister had to do some work. She was in college. We were both at college at the same time, and we were struggling so hard to pay the bills, pay for food. We didn't have any parental support in life because obviously we were both in the care system. So yeah, it was quite a struggle back then, going back 10 years ago now.
What difference would that £1,600 basic income pilot made to you if you would have had access to that money back then?
Well, that money alone would have supported myself and my sister financially, so we would have just focused on the education part, and we wouldn't have been stressed about going to work. I remember my sister, she was only 17, she left care to come and help support me with the bills. Prior to that, when our grandmother was alive, she was encouraged to stay in foster care. But then when our nan passed away, she was like, I'm going to move in with my sister to help her pay the bills of the house, run the house. She was cleaning for my auntie just to get a bit of pocket money for her food at the time. So, yeah, we were really struggling, both of us together. So that money would have made such a huge impact to both of us. And she's now studying to become a mental health nurse as well. So, you know, I've been to university, but that money would have made such a huge impact to both of us. We wouldn't have struggled financially for anything.
One of the big focuses of those who are behind this pilot is looking at the impact it's going to have on health and well-being. I just wonder, given that you were under so much pressure studying and working full-time and looking after your younger sister, what kind of impact and toll did that take on your health and well-being?
My sister was very much dependent on me. I'm only 3 years older than her, but I was paying for the food. I was paying for the bills at the time because she didn't have any money to support herself. So both our well-being was hugely impacted. We suffered anxiety, depression from the loss of a grandparent. I stuck out college. I didn't quit at any time because I knew this career was going to get me in a better place in life. But yeah, we didn't have any counselling. We just had friends for support. But knowing that some children now are going to leave the care system and have that money for support is going to impact them hugely. And, you know, maybe they will suffer with their mental health, but not to the extent of when you haven't got money. Because money, I know they say money doesn't bring happiness, but to an extent it does, because you haven't got that worry that you need to go to work. Because I remember I got laid off in waitressing in one of the coffee shops in Neath after my nan passed away. I asked, oh, can I have the day off after my grandmother's funeral? To that point, she sacked me. So I even had that stress and have been sacked from my job, supporting my younger sister at the time. Oh, are we going to be able to pay for the bills? Are we going to have money for food? But then thankfully, I knew a friend who got me into another waitressing job. And yeah, that took a lot of impact on my mental health. It made me worse in terms of my mental health, and I don't know how I got through it now that I look back to those times, you know. So yeah, money would help and benefit children leaving the care system in many, many ways. Even if that means they want to get counselling, they can pay for a private counsellor, they can pay for therapy if they're suffering with their mental health. So that money is going to impact them in many ways, whether they're focusing on their future career or getting some professional help. Because I know with the mental health services, it can take a really, really long time to get in and see a therapist as well. So maybe going private would be really beneficial for them.
Another factor to this trial is improving people's life chances, therefore hopefully reducing the likelihood of people falling into poverty. But you experienced great hardship. Would you say you were on the breadline? Were you in poverty?
I would say that to an extent, yeah, I was living in poverty. My sister was just helping a family member out to clean just to get herself money for food. I was paying the bills at the time, so I had to go to the bank, set everything up. But at the age of 18, I didn't have any support from any relatives, any adults in my life. I just had to go and do that myself. And yeah, it was hard, especially when I got sacked from that job. There was no explanation as to why I got sacked. I just think it was just her on that particular day. And yeah, I think at the time we had really supportive friends who obviously helped us out, but that money would have been a major impact on mine and my sister's life.